This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. Today we'll talk with an artist who's making money, literally making his own currency. And we'll also try our hand at making a bit of the real thing at the Atlantic City slot machines. But first, bands from all over the world are about to descend on Austin, Texas. The South by Southwest Music Festival is next week, where 1,800 indie rockers jostle to become the next big thing. Last year's favorite was Vampire Weekend, four white Ivy League art rockers playing West African guitar licks. But this year, that high concept has been flipped by a band called Blackjacks. They're four black guys from Johannesburg, South Africa, who play their own very particular brand of art rock. Their new CD called Mystery has just come out, and they are currently touring the United States. I met up with the two leaders of the band last week in Los Angeles, Lindani Buthelezi and Mpumi Mkata. So welcome to Studio 360.
Hello.
Thank you for having us.
Hello. So, Lindani, Mpumi, you grew up in the East Rand area near Johannesburg, on the same block. Is that literally the case?
Yeah, it's not really a block. It's more like a crescent. But that's where we grew up.
And you've been pals ever since?
Yes.
That's correct.
So
we've known each other ever since.
You've known each other. So you were little kids just meeting, I guess, when apartheid ended in 1994.
Yeah, pretty much.
Do you remember that moment?
Yeah, I remember I was in Soweto at the time, and we have like minibus taxis which carry like 15 people in the car, and so it was just free for all and got released. People being transported to the stadium where he was to give the speech.
Mandela,
yeah. So everyone, it was just elation everywhere, like unbelievable.
What kind of music were you into? Were you listening to pop music as a kid early on?
Yeah, a lot. They had this TV show that would happen after the programming, before programming shuts down. So if you stayed late enough, there would be like all this Duran Duran.
Random videos.
Come Undone and like... Nirvana and all this 90s, like Jesus and Mary Chain and Smashing Pumpkins. So you see all this stuff, and I was like, man, I just saw...
Bobby Brown, Whitney Houston.
That's an eclectic menu.
Yeah. I mean, the Bobby Brown, Whitney Houston stuff and hip-hop stuff would happen before, and then this would come on.
And then the Nirvana, Duran Duran.
Yeah, that would come on after when a lot of people would just go to bed because they want to hear that, you know. So for me, at a young age, it's like, whoa.
Stayed up and watched all that.
So really, even the music on South African Broadcasting Company was segregated racially.
True indeed.
Yeah, pretty much. We had a friend, Sfiso, who was, I think I heard him sing a song that I'd heard in these kind of TV shows and so on. I was like, wait a minute, I know that. Like, are you? And he's like, yeah, are you? And it was kind of like a, you know.
Was this a little underground thing you shared?
Yeah, so? Like just between the three of us. Couldn't really share it with anybody else.
Now, you've talked about how there are many strands, musically and otherwise, of your music. Can we try to break down one, like, say, Lakeside, and say, what are the layers there? What are the various pieces basically going on there?
Okay. He's Xhosa, from the Xhosa tribe. I'm Zulu. Tsepang, the drummer, is Bedi. Uh-huh. And the bassist is Tswana. So all those tribes have their distinctive sort of sound. In Lakeside, what we have, what they call Mbaqanga, which is Zulu music, or comes from the Zulu guitar players, with the bass line as well, played by a Bedi guy. So the one layer would be the Mbaqanga part. And then the one other layer would be, what are you playing in that song?
I'm playing like one line throughout the whole song, which is like repetitive, which is, I guess, most African music for that meditative, gets you into a trance-like thing, or, you know. So That, those are a couple of things that are happening. And then the tones and sounds, I guess, would be associated with what they call alternative music or alternative rock.
Art rock.
Yeah. Art rock, yeah. In this thing.
So, the words to Lakeside.
Well, it says, down by the lakeside, the paramedic threw his hands to nurse a broken lesion. But where did it all go wrong? Happiness is near and happiness is fear. Then it goes into the chorus, which is the Zulu sort of riff. Imagine a huge taxi minibus accident with all the occupants inside.
They're in those great lights or brake lights.
Your life flashed before your eyes. But where did it all go wrong? So a lot of the vehicles at the time, I mean, the government is really trying to regulate it now, were unroadworthy. So we felt that this was like Lakeside, a song that should actually exist. Mm-hmm. So...
why don't you play some?
All right. Down by the lakeside, the paramedic threw his hand to nurse a broken lesion. Where did it all go wrong? Happiness is near, and happiness is dead. Down by the lakeside, there by those great lights, your life flashed before your eyes. But where did it all go wrong? Happiness is near and happiness is dear.
That was fantastic, and is so different as the acoustic version than the recorded version.
Yeah,
yeah.
Do you consider yourselves, especially now that you're touring here and sort of representatives of South African music today, of young South Africa?
I guess by default, but we don't consider ourselves that way. It seems like.
But audiences certainly here, when you know, if you went out on the street and asked 10 people, what South African music do you like? 9 or 10 out of the 10 would say Ladysmith Black Mambazo. Mm-hmm. So to some degree, as this South African band happening here now, you're not like that at all.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is that a good thing?
Yeah, it is a good thing because South Africa is diverse, you know. We talk about when South Africa was liberated and they talk about the Rainbow Nation and we're coming together. There's so many more colors than that too, you know, so many other things happening. It's like everything that came out of South Africa then was just happy. And smiling as if you know, there were no more issues to be dealt with. When the truth is, even right now, things are quite complex.
Have you been to Los Angeles before?
No.
When I visited Johannesburg a couple of years ago, and driving around on these freeways and this sunny climate and everything, it reminded me of Southern California.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. You mean South Africa?
Yeah.
Yeah, we actually said that on our way here on the freeway.
Oh, good. It's not just me.
Yeah, definitely.
Even Cape Town.
Yeah, and you've got the big mountain right there.
Yeah. They want to put a sign up there. You know that, right?
Where? On the mountain in Cape Town?
They want to put a sign that says either Table Mountain or Cape Town.
Well, just like Hollywood.
Yeah, like Hollywood. There you go.
That would be terrible.
Well, welcome, and break a leg tonight.
And make us proud.
Yeah. Yeah, we're looking forward to a good one.
Great.
Yeah.
Great meeting you both.
Just wanted to give a little bit more from home.
Blackjack's new album is called Mystery. To find out where they're touring, go to our website, studio360.org. And while you're there, you can hear an unreleased song that they played just for us. Coming up, how an Iranian-born singer found support and inspiration in L.A.'s thriving Persian community.
If I hadn't come here, I probably would have not pursued music.
A walk around Tarangelis with Mamak Kadem. That's ahead in Studio 360 from PRI and WNYC. Stay with us.